Oh my god, we are back on air again for our 14th Saki Bama Go-Go. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
Yes, and this is show 14. 14? Yes, 14.
Yes.
So we've been doing this for, what, a couple weeks now.
A little more than that.
I know. I was really excited to kick off Saki Bama. I dig this show.
You don't have to feel ashamed about about having a show with all, you know, Japanese music.
No, of course I don't. I never would.
Yeah, I know.
I feel embarrassed. I didn't have more on the other ones.
But now now people don't tune into Radio St. Pete to listen to the indie, you know, radio and wonder why can't we understand what any of them? Now when they play it, it's like, well, idiot. the name of the show?
That's why they're there.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if you got the email I sent you, the code that King Don made for the new BOD.
I did briefly look at it.
I will tell you this. I was looking at this. Now, for those of you like, why am I talking about off-air stuff? We have a site that kind of houses some podcast concerns. I've been doing this for a very long time. In fact, what was it? Yesterday would have been 2006, the 12-year anniversary of Bunch of Dorks?
Mm-hmm.
Like something like that. Yeah, so the first one I did was 2006. That way, a 10-year run. They've come and gone. I've done some for the show in Australia. I've done like so many. I was kind of like, this new site is going to be a little bit more friendly to upload everything we've all done and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, I've done so much online crap. You know, like just like shows and videos.
And yet
stuff.
You still call it the internet.
Yeah, no, I don't. But it's like now it'll kind of be cool because I'll put a lot of that on there. And I was thinking maybe I'll even put a spot that I have like the TV show is uploaded, which God help us, because I even did a bunch of what are those the creature features where me and Dr. Morbius were like introduced being old school creature feature guys. And
I forgot about that.
Those are out there on YouTube.
But the YouTubes.
I don't say any of that. But I was just like, oh my god, man, it'll be kind of interesting to see like these hundreds and now at this point a couple thousand shows that I've done and just have them all in one area, so when I die, I'll set up a trust fund and make like Tao be like keep that going forever.
It'll be like the Elvis Presley estate, except
not, no one will ever heard of it.
Not quite.
Like at the very end of the internet, when they're turning it off, they'll be like, "This one thing's been around like forever. What is this?" And they're like, "Well, no one's ever clicked on it." And then they'll click and be like, "Oh, he shows about this guy. Who's this guy? He's been dead for hundreds of years." Hundreds of years. That's a bit of a stretch for the internet.
Your head will be alive in a jar. Let's go Futurama.
Yes! Here's some Futuramic music for your head. I should play Ass for it. I'm not going to play Ass for it. Here's some music. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
They were the Yeah. Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
She's the kind of woman few people know exists. Glamorous, popular, wealthy. The complete image of goodness and beauty, but devoted to destruction. They call her the Devil's Widow. She uses the oldest power on earth, the power to turn men on. First, she drains them of their manhood, and then of their lives. The Devil's Widow, a jet-set enchantress who opens her arms willingly to the young men who dream of sharing her lonely passions. And when she's finished with them, she turns their dreams into hallucinogenic nightmares of death. See The Devil's Widow, starring Ava Gardner as the Mistress of the Occult. An American International picture rated PG, parental guidance suggested. When you meet the Devil's Widow, your nightmare begins.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
All right, that was Red Bacteria Vacuum.
See, now, just a letter on a tombstone would have been the point to hit record.
I know. And I played The Big Moon, The Truth. And
that sounds so
I'm
deep.
Just a Breit girl.
Just a letter on a tombstone.
Just a letter, just a wheel inside a wheel. Just a letter on a tombstone.
But that's actually related to a conversation we were having, and it wasn't just philosophical.
No, it wasn't. I'm not usually that
in
thing.
Literal.
So what? Why not? Hey, every now and then. So you sent an article for an interesting news bit, which I think will probably end up taking up this whole segment, to be honest with you. So there's a story about a online gamer breaching, well,
okay, so
a
breach
of contract, kind of, but it's way deeper than that, you know.
Okay, so Overwatch. Have you ever even heard of Overwatch?
Yeah, that's, well, because I the only reason I know this thing was because that was one that they followed on that video game, like, documentary that was just there was, like, weeks. It's like 16 shows, and it broke it into pieces, kind of talking about, like, oh, you know, like, the future of video games, and this is, and they were talking about esports, and that was the one they featured on that. And when I watched that, every segment they were talking about this to the finals, going to the finals, and these teams that were, like, so competitive, that looked, it looked the same to me every time. It just looked like this, that,
like, why would anybody want to watch this?
Yeah. That's what it said in my head, because I was like, I don't know, man.
Maybe this
I
is mean, how people felt about, like, baseball and football when they first started, you know, trying to make those into pros. See,
yeah,
I'm very torn on this, because on one level, I think at some point, people who were doing these things for fun before they became, there became, like, national leagues, when there was talk about doing that and charging money and stuff, people, there had to have been people involved in the sports that are like, who's going to pay to watch this? We're doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to pay to
the
watch
scrappy
us
underdogs,
off?
But they,
you know? And then, yeah. and then here we are, you know?
Well, because they were even
we have TV timeouts in football.
Yeah. They were even
which is literally timeouts because they need to run commercials.
That's so sad. Oh my God.
It's really sad if you're in the stadium when it happens, because you realize how many damn commercials there are in a game.
Yeah.
You wonder why they even have timeouts they can call when they just do these, like, every 5 minutes.
Oh, it's just the worst.
So on one level, I look at things like these esports, and I think we might be in that period now where it just doesn't make sense to us, because we're
get
still in that,
lawn.
Hey, we do this for free. Why, yeah. why are people making money off of this? But it doesn't feel the same.
No,
I mean,
no.
However, apparently there are certain problems that carry right on over into this
same as football players.
Yeah. So Overwatch has a professional league, meaning that
The
company that makes it, you know, and there are franchises that people have paid millions of dollars to buy and set up, and they have their teams and they have their star players.
And they were talking.
They wear friggin' jerseys. And
yeah, well, no, they were talking about, like, they have those, like, qualifiers and, like, those regional just have fun playing things. And the coaches and scouts from those places are watching and they're trying to snipe people that are really good to add to their teams. I'm like, wow, this is exactly the same, yeah. except like video game. You know, I don't look down on this whole thing. It's the same as no, I mean it's the same as anything else.
Well, and, you know, like
if somebody watched me play Mario Kart and you're like, wow, this guy's really good. With a little bit of training, he could beat this guy who's the slower guy on our team. Now this is, I mean, I couldn't. I'm old, but. Like,
You could be old though and still do it because you don't actually have to be you just have to have a sharp mind and fingers without arthritis.
So I understand the whole concept. And if they're selling them out, because this place sold out like the Madison Square Gardens for their semifinals and stuff, I was like, what? You know, but so
on that level though, I wonder what kind of longevity something like this has, because we're talking about a video game and in a few years there will be another video game. I mean, like, hey, I love Mario Kart. And I still buy Mario Kart, but how many copies have been have other various companies tried to make over the years of Mario Kart? How many racing games in general that aren't kart based, but actual, like where they're trying to simulate real road situations? How many franchises have there been of that? And so what happens when Overwatch is no longer the game everyone cares about?
Now it's Skyrim or whatever.
What happens to that Overwatch League that was
because that's real money. And unless you get turn around the real money right away, then the rest is like, well, I can make it. You're making money, even though eventually you'll stop making money, diminishing returns.
And unlike something like baseball or football or soccer or hockey, where the game itself kind of goes relatively unchanged for like a century.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something that 5 years from now, will anybody even care? And I mean, maybe they will, but I don't, but by the same token, how many people are still actively playing the most popular games, video games from 5 years ago now?
I know.
I mean, there's going to be a newer system. There's going to be a more powerful system. I mean, maybe Overwatch will be a franchise, and if they run this and have like league exclusive versions and maybe, but at the same time, it's not going to be the same game because they're going to have to keep changing it to keep anything remotely interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I don't think our world, our society anyway, not our world, our society, we don't have that kind of long-term mentality.
Yeah.
We don't build businesses like that anymore. There is nothing that anyone thinks past 2 or 3 years. Like, I don't even think the place that I'm working at has a 5-year plan because I don't even think they care about anything other than this quarter.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care about anything other than the end of the month and the end of the quarter. And they say they do,
But not at the sacrifice of what happens at the end of the quarter. The problem is they're like, yeah, we'd like to be in a much better place in 5 years, but not if it means we have to look like we're doing worse this quarter.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Now is all that matters.
We want to be in a better place in 5 years. We just don't want to do anything that's required to get us there that may in the short term
just
cause
keep
pain.
On plugging every day. And that's the I don't think like the people that say, oh, I had such a great time watching that Overwatch.
That's what it's called.
I was like, Overwatch? Yeah. I don't think those people are going to come back next year going, oh man, I really hope my favorite team's there. They're going to be like, nah, let's go to the trendy juice bar or some crap or whatever.
And
like,
it is
a
fun game. It's a fun game. I don't see any enjoyment in watching other people play video games. I want to be playing the damn game, you know? I'll be honest, you know, we go to a game night thing and my least favorite part is usually watching other people play. I mean, to be honest, because it's more fun to play than it is to just sit there and watch, unless you really suck and everyone else is good, in which case it's just bad. You know?
There's
a few people that go that I feel bad for. Just because
me.
I know
he's talking about me. I'm
No. You mostly significant others, but
yeah,
that are like, okay, they're gonna make me play.
Well, I think
they're can't I just sit over here awkwardly and smile at you all and act like I'm having a good time? You really are gonna make me put this damn headset on?
I think most significant others are now thankful that they don't have to listen to nonstop complaining about
factory.
The horrible place we work. That
Widget
was just
factory.
the most downtrodden garbage town in the world. Now only like three of the group still work there and everyone else has been terminated.
What's funny is I went out to dinner with Man With No Name the other night, for the first time in a long time. And you know what we spent most of the night talking about?
Complaining about it.
The Widget Factory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
and
so sad.
You know, not even
that's
there
when
anymore.
You start going, I don't have anything in common with anyone here other than the fact that I did work at that place, but whatever.
Yeah, that could be enough. You know?
Onto the story.
So, the actual subject matter, there was a headline that, the Boston franchise franchise of the Overwatch League. You'll have to excuse me because I have not looked that much into this.
Yeah,
and into the actual playing of the league and crap, because to me, again, that's kind of ridiculous. I don't even want to look into it. But I caught this headline, though, that one of their star players was suspended for potentially inappropriate sexual behavior with a fan.
With a 14-year-old. I'm like, gross.
Well, the article is interesting because the way they word it is like purported to be 14 to 15 years old. Like, they don't say, and that could be dealing with protecting somebody's privacy, but at the same time, it could also be that this was a 21-year-old girl or a 40-year-old woman catfishing this kid, this dude. You know, but the point they're making, though, is that she says up front that she's 14, you know?
And he's good enough for me.
And, yeah, exactly. And he talks to her, and apparently there was a lawsuit or something done, and she alleges that he used his influence as a professional video game player. And my head is exploding while I'm reading this because this is when you start to realize that you've reached an age where you are out of touch with certain elements of popular culture.
You're like, we're doomed.
I'm thinking, first of all, where the hell was this when I was 20? You know.
Yeah, no kidding.
When I could have been a professional video game player who had influence, you know?
I'll tell you what kind of...
Where someone could actually allege that I was able to get anybody to do anything. And I'm not talking about sexual favors. I mean, like...
Anything.
I mean, like, hey, could you hold that door for a second, you know?
Could you get me a soda? No.
Not even that. Just, you know, my arms are full. Could you just wait a second before closing the... No. You know? No. I'm not looking for a lot. Just human decency. No. All right.
That makes me laugh because
diminish her, you know, by saying that, but it's just the thought of that just was like
using your influence, because where I grew up was a little bit harsher than most people, like a small town in Pennsylvania.
John Coogan Mellencamp.
Yes,
a few songs about where you live.
The you know, after the factories closed, you want how much influence a video game player would have. You get a boot up some part of your anatomy.
Yeah,
if you said I play this game, they'd be like, get to the crack, you know, just get whacked hard and it would hurt.
But I don't think the influence would be there.
But
apparently he got her to send him like naked pictures of herself, and he sent her naked pictures and
gross.
Talked sexually in online chats with her friends there, and that was when she realized maybe this wasn't a good idea because he didn't seem, you know, apparently he wasn't the one.
Kids don't have this long.
But he offered to buy her a PC copy of Overwatch so she, you know, and this dude is like 22 years old, and I'm thinking like, wow, it doesn't really matter what quote unquote sport it is, even fake ones.
even fake sports are, yes,
worst elements, you know.
Oh my god.
And but then again, you know, this subject actually gets much deeper than we even really have time to talk about, because then this kind of follows on the back end of Gamergate, where, you know, there's this problem with guys attacking women in the online gaming world, and women who develop games, women who play games, and everything else.
Do you think that's still a thing?
Apparently it is, because, you know, for a long time I dismissed that because it seemed ridiculous to think that there was this weird culture of guys that are just abusive to women online because of video games. But then something like this happens, and it seems like, well, that makes me think, well, maybe the fact that I don't know anybody like that is why I think that couldn't be.
I think it'd be funnier if he would have showed up. It would just been Chris Hansen on the other side. They're like, hey, have a seat, Overwatch.
That would be awesome.
He tries to run. He's like, where are you going with those wine coolers and condoms?
Yeah, you little let's jerk. Play a little video game. Come on,
influence. Now, all right. Well, here's a quick break, and we're coming back with some music. Strong,
Mr. Gill. According to our records, you're dead.
What? California rock and roll.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, that was Ginny Oops with Break, California Rock and Roll, Rubber Soul Lover. So there you go. Good stuff. And of course, I'm going to be putting the links to all these on our Facebook page. So you can go and support the bands, checking them out on their Facebook pages. I always put the name of them and then I link whatever they have an online, if they have like an online shop or if they have other stuff. So make sure you check them out because these are all bands that are working hard for the money. So hard for it, honey.
So you better treat them right.
Would you? Please? You know. So, yeah. And also then you can go to my...
If you don't get that reference...
You're not old.
Yeah.
I sure miss youth. I'll tell you that much. I see that I work with a lot of younger people. And boy, I miss being young a lot because... Ah, the follies of youth. It's really something.
You know, it's funny is there's this younger dude at work that I we've talked about video games and movies and other stuff, and you know, like we had this really good rapport, and I felt like, hey, I still have a connection. Then I found out he's actually in his mid-30s, yeah. And I was like, I don't like you as much now.
Yeah,
you know, it's just funny because I don't know why I assumed he was in his 20s.
Yeah, some of these guys, a lot of people, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're closer to my age than you are to the golden era.
The golden era.
Like, not to say I didn't, you know, like you as a person, but...
Like, enjoy your cartilage, kids.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know.
Oh, but an update, though, on the...
Yes.
On the thing. I don't remember the dude's name.
Dream something.
I don't know. He had a dumb screen name.
Yeah, it was a dumb screen name. I'm like, okay, Dream
but,
Caps.
But update on that, by the way, is he was suspended, and then another girl came forward with very similar allegations against him, and they let him go.
So look for him at your local McDonald's.
Player's contract. Yeah, exactly.
Because your skill set...
You'll have to go back to playing Overwatch for fun.
Your skill set means you have exactly no marketable skills whatsoever.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get sniped for some kind of weird pervy, like, you know... Like it's all like the...
Like an adult version of Overwatch.
Yeah. Well,
the characters
on
all
women.
Run around naked.
Yeah,
and
whoever
got
can
really
slip,
big genitals and, yeah.
Slip drugs into drinks and see if I can get the digital women to drink.
There'll probably be
them.
A market for that.
Oh, that's so gross. Man, do I hate
but,
humans.
You know, that's the internet, you know?
Yeah, so sad. You know, I was thinking about this a little bit. Do you work with anyone?
Yes.
Now, okay.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but I'm going to say yes.
I work with one or two people that are like, you know, like the stereotype of that kind of person. And it's to the point where, like, if you opened a book for stereotypical whatever, that's the picture you'd see, like, down to, like, the cars and the clothing and everything, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I have,
yeah,
like, there's, like, two
one.
Or three where I work with that are, like... And this person that got hired in, and I was like... Oh my God, you're the most stereotype of this group that I've ever seen.
Can you say
seen.
What group?
Just no, so I'm not imagine. Going
oh.
to.
You're but like, that's going to be too specific.
Oh, it's so funny, though. And then I was walking, I took a walk at lunch, and I was like, and there's the car! Like, everything is 100,000,000% the stereotype. And I was just like, wow! You don't see him in the wild so much, you know.
Well, like the douchey guy that, you know, has always got a couple buttons undone on the shirt and
those,
always chewing gum with his mouth open and whatever.
And those jeans and the gigantic
and like,
watch. And like,
you've got some kind of an obnoxious car, don't you? I bet you do. There's probably some vinyl happening on the sides of it, too, isn't there? Yeah.
I love it. I was just like, wow, that's awesome.
You see the car and it's like, yep, you've had the exhaust replaced, so yep, all right,
there
yeah.
There we go. All right, I just... It's rare when you see 100% stereotype, but yeah, it's so funny. Here's some music. We'll be right back. You know what? Oh, yeah. Well, I played 5678's last
what the
show.
Hell?
Yeah,
you know, if they should expect it on this show.
Double down, baby!
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
All right, that was, of course, the 5678s off their newest album. I played Ki-I Shout, Great Balls of Fire, and Harlem Nocturne. And that is going to be it for this week. We thank you for listening, as always. My name is Matt, with me, as always.
Promi.
And this has been Saki Bamagogo. Make sure you tell your friends to swing by and give us a listen. And make sure you go to our Facebook pages and say, hey, hi, we're following you now because we like it. See you next week.